Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555-242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
What if you sign Harold Landry and Robert Spillane?
All right.
What's that?
If Stanley and DK are cooking, Keith.
Yeah.
What's Landry and Spillane?
Snacking? Getting a little snack? Maybe you like brought like a granola bar?
You're not cooking anything with these two guys. All due respect to these two guys, the newest members of the New England Patriots. But to me, yeah, you're not cooking.
Okay.
Oh! What a laughter!
Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
I'm being told the Panthers have signed Milt the Stilt.
Milt the Quilt.
Milton Williams.
Milton Williams off the board. Another guy that was linked to the Patriots. Former Philadelphia Eagle. In fact, our friend from WIP was telling us he'd be a great fit in New England. Great fit anywhere.
Elliott Shore Parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good player. From the Go Birds podcast.
I don't see money yet.
No, me neither.
Do you think we're going to be like just blown away, like, wow, that's a lot of money, or do you think we're going to be underwhelmed? I feel like most of these contracts so far have been a little underwhelmed. Like, Godwin, 3 years, 66?
Yeah, but who was the guy I just said, and you were like, oh, that's a lot of money.
No, but that's I think that's the one.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't think any of these have been crazy money deals. Oh, yeah, Kinlaw for $45
million. Kinlaw
surprised
you.
That was surprising.
I got another one for you.
Another signing?
Well, yeah, not breaking it. Jimmy Garoppolo back with the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
He's re-signing with the Rams.
Good get.
And you were talking about Dan Moore. He is going to the Titans.
There you go. Another left tackle off the board.
So
4 years. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
4 years for Dan Moore.
I saw earlier today the Jordan Schultz in the before times when Twitter worked. Jordan Schultz said $20 million AAV is what he's going to get. What do you get?
4 years, $82 million, $50 million guaranteed, $30 million in year one.
Nice.
So...
Okay, so that's a lot of money. But that doesn't mean the Patriots shouldn't have paid it, by the way. Don't mistake what I'm saying.
What are they going to do?
But, like, yeah. So now it's, hang on. Dan Moore from Pittsburgh and Jalen Moore from San Francisco are two of the tackles that the Patriots were supposedly moving to after Ronnie Stanley re-upped in Baltimore. Jalen Moore signed with the Chiefs. Dan Moore signed with the Titans. It was like $15 million per. For Jalen Moore, Dan Moore, about $20 million per with the Titans.
More or less.
It's pretty much Cam Robinson at left tackle, or we're talking the Vidarian Lowe's of the world.
Cam Robinson, yeah. That's it. So it's now Cam Robinson.
Cam Robinson. Doug Marrone drafted him in Jacksonville, or at least was there when he was in Jacksonville, I should say. So Cam Robinson. I wouldn't feel ecstatic about that, but it's pretty much him or bust. It was, according to Phil Perry,
all right,
Chris Godwin or bust. They didn't get him.
Let's re-update our plans here on the fly.
I don't even know.
Cross all the names off the list.
I don't think I have enough names to fill a minute.
You know who's still on there? Who's still on the board?
Who?
Najee Harris. People hated that. You know who's still there?
Oh, yeah. Rico Dowdle.
Joey Bosa.
Yep.
People didn't like that. He's washed.
He was on your plan.
Bosa Harris.
Hufanga was on my plan. It sounds like he's close to signing with Denver.
Done. Cooper Kupp still.
Cooper Kupp was both of our plans.
I'm now moving all of my eggs that were in the Godwin basket into the Cooper Kupp basket. So it's overflowing with eggs, expensive eggs at this point. Eggs are through the roof. Tried buying an egg recently?
Oh, that's,
good luck, dude.
Yeah,
good
probably cost you a baker's dozen for a dozen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they're not doing great. This is shades of some of Bill Belichick's off seasons, shades of Gerard Mayo's off season, you know, with Elliott Wolf, and now Mike Vrabel. Not great.
Not great.
Now, they got two defensive players.
But is it a little annoying? Is it a good or a bad sign?
Let me stop you right there. Yes.
Okay. The whole thing's annoying.
Yeah.
Is it a good or a bad sign they've signed two Vrabel guys? Two guys who spent time in Tennessee. Much more Harold Landry than Robert Spillane, who was only there for a year. But is that a good sign they're bringing in Vrabel guys? Or is it like what we were talking about with Jacoby Myers and Joe Tooney and even Shaq Mason? It's like, could you guys be any less creative than just bringing in guys you used to coach in Tennessee?
All right, so if I have to choose between only good or bad, I will say good.
Okay.
And I will say, because that is just, it seems like Vrabel has more of a position of power than Elliott Wolf, which is what has been reported, but you don't really know until you see it play out.
Well, that's a good point.
So it's, that on it alone, I will take as a positive.
It's a good point.
Yeah, obviously I'd like them to sign some real game changers on offense, please.
It's even more evidence that it actually is Vrabel in charge and not Elliott Wolf. That's fair. So I don't want to hear people blaming Elliott Wolf for this crummy free agency. You have two choices. You can blame Kraft or Vrabel. You can blame Kraft or Vrabel. Those are your options. No.
That's who it is.
Not Elliott Wolf.
The face of a bad offseason, Elliott Wolf.
Do you think guys want to come here, Keith?
No.
But is there a way around it? Like, I agree. Guys don't want to come here, so you have to incentivize them. Is Kraft willing to go the distance to get guys to come here? It doesn't seem that
way. Well, so far, no. To answer both of those questions, I don't think in a vacuum any player really wants to come to New England. Now, they can maybe be surprised. We've seen it in other sports, right? We always have those same examples. Kevin Garnett didn't want to come here. Now he loves it. Now he can't talk enough good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are players that
Myles Garrett didn't want to go back to Cleveland. I saw Hart tweeting this one out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Myles Garrett will never go back to Cleveland. He won't meet with the owner. Oh, $40 million a year? I'll be right back. And I don't want to contend for championships anymore. I just want your money.
Yeah,
you see it all the time.
We can just use examples from this week. DK Metcalf in Pittsburgh after saying what he said about warm weather and everything else, and then Myles Garrett with Cleveland. Do those teams look like they're about to win the Super Bowl tomorrow? No, they do not.
No.
But I don't think anybody really wants to play for the Patriots. I mean, you look at where they've been the last couple of years. You don't have the allure of Tom Brady. You don't even have the allure that I think some players might have of Bill Belichick. You don't have any of that. And I don't know, like the NFLPA survey doesn't help your chances. I don't think that's the be-all, end-all, but it certainly doesn't help when they're looking at it, trying to decide where do I want to go, what are some of the tiebreakers, and you're like, oh, they have bad facilities, a horrible plane, and all this other stuff. Like, maybe I'll take my chances in Carolina.
Oh, we do have breaking news.
Oh, hit me, Nick.
I don't even know what it is.
I got it.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
The Patriots have another signing. Cornerback Carlton Davis.
Oh!
3 years, $60 million.
Now, this is another guy that they have
Carlton Davis
connection to.
That's right.
Terrence Williams, the D coordinator, coached him last year in Detroit, right? How much did he play last year? He got hurt at one point last year, but I think it was late. I think he mostly played last year.
13 games.
Okay.
13 games. So he was in Tampa for the whole run. He was obviously a part of that Tom Brady Super Bowl with the Bucs. Last year was his first year in Detroit, played in 13 games, and had a couple of picks. And so what do we got? 28 years old, former second-round pick out of Auburn. Carlton Davis. So they are beefing up the defense.
Well, I was going to say, there's a thing.
They got somebody at every level on defense.
He checked in at number 19 on Florio's list. So if you want to be fair, that's a top 20 free agent they've signed.
They had to spend money on
Spillane
it.
Spillane was 66. Landry wasn't on there. That's
what
suspicious.
Was the over-under you had? 20.5 million?
No, it was 1.5 signings of 20-plus million.
Okay, well, Carlton Davis, 3 for 60.
No. So
34. 20 million. Guaranteed.
So there you go. Look, that all these guys feel like nice signings. And Carlton Davis could be a really good pair across from Christian Gonzalez. But there is a definite theme. It is all defense, three different levels of the defense, and they're all people with connections to Vrabel and Terrence Williams, which maybe is a bonus. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Uh-huh.
Is it your familiarity with these players, or are they falling in love with players they have an attachment to? You can see that one either way. But Carlton Davis, that's my favorite signing out of the three so far. That's a good signing.
Same. I mean, it's the most money out of the three guys. But, I mean, you are kind of beefing up every level of it, right? You have a guy who's a pass rusher, although I know people are saying the pass rush isn't what it was in years past. Oh, by the way, Raiders. Do we already know this one?
Which one?
Max Crosby? Resigning
yeah.
him?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
that was already announced.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I just popped up on NFL Network.
Well, it might be
official.
Know,
yeah,
yeah. Some, I don't know what can be official between now and the
yeah,
deadline,
true.
But yeah.
But all right, so Harold Landry, who had 9.5 sacks last year, obviously played for Vrabel in Tennessee. So you have one guy that's a pass rush. You get Spillane, so you have like your somebody has to clean up the tackles. Somebody has to play middle linebacker, have 150 tackles or so. And now another corner. And what I like about Carlton Davis, too, is adding him as not a number one corner. Like other teams around the league might have been interested in being like, all right, you got to be the number one corner. But if he's playing on the other side of Gonzo, that's pretty good. So, yeah, they haven't done anything offensively yet. That still is glaring needs across the board.
Yep.
But one at a time. These are solid, right? Like nothing's gonna like blow your hair back, but well, these are solid signings thus far.
I think they're all solid and good. $20 million on Carlton Davis, good signing, corner for a long time for the Bucks, corner last year for the Lions. He has never played 16 games in a season, if I'm looking at it properly. 13, 14, 14, 10, 13, 12, 13 last year. So I got to dig in deeper on how much of a concern injuries are with him. I know he did not play in the postseason for Detroit last year when their defense fell off a cliff. But okay, I like that. I like that signing. I'm okay with Landry and Spillane. None of them are going to blow your hair back, and none of them are on offense. Let me ask you
know
about
what he had?
What?
Fractured jaw.
That's now that you're saying, what? Yeah, what
fractured
happened?
Fractured his jaw in, let's see, week 15 when they played the Bills, he suffered a fractured jaw. Inspected his sideline for 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then they thought maybe he could come back for the playoffs, and then they shut him down.
Okay, let me Google that.
Fractured jaw.
That's sounding familiar as you say it.
Yep.
So we'll look that up, but I was going to ask you real quick while I'm efforting on that. Does signing Carlton Davis, does that change your opinion at all about what the Patriots do at four?
Good question. No, I would still take Travis Hunter. I think you can use as many good corners as you can get in the NFL, just like you can use as many good wide receivers as you can get. So if he's still there, I would take Travis Hunter, and then maybe you kind of figure out how to use him, both sides. You know, I get into an argument with Wiggy every day about this. Wiggy doesn't think he can play both sides at all. He thinks he's just one. He thinks he's just a corner. I'm like, well, then if that's the case, I wouldn't take him at four. I would try to find a way to play him. Now, maybe he doesn't get 115 snaps a game or whatever like he got at Colorado,
right.
But I would still take him. Would you not draft a corner now or Hunter specifically?
No. In fact, now I would wonder if they do draft Hunter at four if they're planning on playing him at receiver.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would wonder. But either way, I would take Travis
Hunter
take at four.
You could play three corners. In fact, how many times do you play three corners? Like more often than not in the NFL.
Yeah. So 617-779-7937. Can you guys stop gassing up the Patriots until they pay someone on offense, please?
Listen, I'm just taking these signings. These are solid. I'm not going crazy. I'm not saying they're making the playoffs. And yes, I would like them to sign somebody offensively, but they need it. They have so many needs that them just bringing in players is a positive sign. We just spend most of the day talking about how nobody wants to come here. Well, they just got three signings. They just signed three guys.
And what I would say, too, is who'd you want them to sign that moved? Like on offense right now.
Oh, that moved. I was gonna
say,
Godwin didn't move. Devontae Adams.
So Devontae Adams is a good one. Yeah. I wanted them to trade for DK Metcalf, too, so it's fair to beat them up. Godwin didn't move. Ronnie Stanley didn't move.
Right.
Maybe you wanted Dan Moore and Jalen Moore. Those might need to be on the list as well, so maybe you can be a little bit more critical. But, look, I want help on offense. I definitely want help on offense. Most of the guys that I wanted didn't move. I mean, I thought Ronnie Stanley was going to be available in free agency and they could throw the bag at him. He didn't move. And so I don't love any of these left tackle options. I'd pay Dan Moore or Jalen Moore or I guess Cam Robinson. I don't feel great about any of them. And so the Patriots made some solid signings on defense, still nothing on offense to this point.
Real quick, if you care, the $60 million contract for Carlton Davis, $34.5 million is guaranteed.
Okay.
I mean, for whatever that's worth, just some people like the details.
That's from Ian Rappaport.
That one's from Schefter, but I think they're both reporting on Carlton Davis. Yeah.
Real quick, one item here from Phil Perry on Harold Landry. He says the move of signing Harold Landry surprised sources in Tennessee. Landry played at a weight significantly lighter than he was listed at of 252 a year ago, and his effort was perceived as inconsistent. Advanced stats paint two different pictures of Landry, who will turn 29 in June. Per next gen stats, he had the fastest pass rush get off. Nice. Among outside linebackers, rather, in 2024. He also recorded the fifth highest run defense grade among edge defenders a season ago. But in terms of Landry's pass rush productivity, PFF's formula, he ranked 81st out of 93 pass rushers. That's a stat we had seen going around last night.
The Patriots, those 12 guys all in the Pats last year?
Patriots clearly hope they're getting a better version of Landry than the one the Titans got a year ago.
All right, so you need a little bit of a bounce back.
And Phil has before, and he's talked to people in Tennessee, he, before they signed Landry, said it. Vrabel might not have been the biggest fan of his while they were together in Tennessee.
Yeah, so the fact maybe that was full of crap.
The fact they've signed him would lead you to believe that he's obviously okay with him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just the best of what they could get left over. But Harold Landry yesterday, Robert Spillane, and Carlton Davis today. How are you feeling about it? 617-779-7937. One more item here. This is from Tom Curran, who updated the Patriots. And he started off with happy tampering day out there to all of us.
He'll be on with us tomorrow at high noon.
Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday tomorrow at high noon. He says, culture will be a determining factor in who the Patriots pursue in free agency. He says it doesn't mean that they don't chase guys like DK Metcalf, who went to Pittsburgh for the low, low price of a second rounder and $30 million a year. It just means in Drake May's second year, they want the most important voice that he hears to be Josh McDaniels, not a 30-something million-a-year wideout who's accustomed to 130 targets and 90 catches, who may not be wholly understanding if he's not getting his. Is that a good reason to not be in on DK Metcalf?
No. Also, I feel like that's kind of just like assumed. Am I missing a lot of stories about DK Metcalf being like a problem?
Well, I think part of the reason he's out in Seattle is A, he wants a new contract, but B, he got passed by JSN. In the pecking, like when he came back from his injury.
But he just signed with a team that has George Pickens, who's pretty good. And if they keep Pickens, I mean, or do you think Pickens is on the
I think
the
there's
loose?
A chance Pickens moves, but we'll have to see.
I don't know, man. Like with receivers, I don't get all that bent out of shape about it. You can count on one hand the really, really, really good receivers that don't squawk about the ball.
Right. I don't want Jalen Polk squawking about it.
Yeah, right.
And Javon Baker squawking about it.
The whole room last year was squawking about it. Right. None of them have done anything.
I don't want any of these crappy receivers squawking about it. An actual good one. And I think Metcalf is a real number one. I mind that less. I mean, in an ideal world, they don't.
Yeah.
But then you're just going to have a bunch of what? You're going to have a bunch of Jacoby Myerses in your room? They don't complain?
He's probably next. He's coming back. He'll probably be the first offensive guy they get. Do you think?
Yeah, and that by the way would be a good move.
I'll take him. Like that's the thing is like they're not blowing us away with any one real signing, but that I don't know.
It'll be a good move. At it. Emphasis on good.
Yeah,
is what it would be.
No, they need to get. I think to their point or to our point about getting uncomfortable salary wise, they might also have to be like character wise. Like you got to get a couple guys. Like you don't have to go Antonio Brown off of the Raiders.
Right.
To like, there's a big difference between that and a guy that just wants the ball more. So there's got to be somebody out there they can get.
Curran continues, between the Patriots' selectiveness.
Yeah, well,
that's an interesting way of putting it.
I think the other team, or the player might be selective too.
Yeah, selective. Not wanting to pay. Good players re-signing before they hit the market. Ronnie Stanley, Chris Godwin,
plenty.
T. Higgins to a degree. And free agents seeing options for more immediate success. A free agent bonanza like 2021 may not be in the cards. I'd say not. As we've been saying since November, he says it's a no shortcut situation. You get better through the draft. You spackle with free agency because in the draft, free will is eliminated. You go to who picks you. Free agents, however, have agency. So you can't make players come at the point of a bayonet. No doubt the team was bummed. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley didn't pass the tampering period. You can assume Stanley knew he'd be passing up better financial offers. But even if he wasn't interested in being squired around the country, as a result, the Patriots weren't even able to give him a full pitch, blah, blah, blah. So he's saying guys don't want to play here effectively, which is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
And
but then again, it's the money spends. So Carlton Davis, do you think he woke up one day and was like, man, I really want to play for the Patriots?
No, of course not.
Definitely not.
He was just playing for the Lions last year. What were they, 15-2?
Yeah. He's on the Lions.
I mean, he
won a Super Bowl with the Bucs.
Good point.
Then he was on the Lions.
He's won a title. He was on a 15-2 or whatever they were Lions team last year, contending for a Super Bowl, and he chose to sign here. Why? The weather? What about the NFLPA survey? Why'd he come here?
I don't know.
I mean, he must have read that, right? Did he not read it? Did he not get his memo?
He's been in the playoffs four straight years, or I guess five if you want. He didn't play for Detroit, but he's been on a playoff team for five straight years, including a Super Bowl winner. And
great
then
point, Keith.
$60 million, I'm there.
So Robert Spillane came from like a bum-ass organization.
Yeah.
Harold Landry came from a bum-ass organization. Carlton Davis?
Came from Detroit.
Won a Super Bowl, was on the Lions. Great point. Why'd he come here? Money. Mm-hmm. So you can get guys to come here. Guys will come here if you're willing to go there on some of these players. Fortunately for them, they were willing to go there on Carlton Davis and to a lesser degree Landry and Spillane. It's underwhelming, though, to say the least. Even if they made improvements, they had a lot of needs. It's underwhelming, and they have a type. Defensive players with connections to Vrabel and Terrence Williams in the case of Carlton Davis. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to keep our eyes out, ears to the ground, on all free agency movement from the Patriots. They made a few moves today. We'll see if they have anything else up their sleeve. WEEI Afternoons has you covered. You got Hart and Fitzy today at 2 o'clock. We'll get you our clip du jour. And right after trending with all the latest from Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Grab Bag.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's time for Grab Bag on a very busy Monday edition of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have been all in on NFL free agency. Of course, Brad Marchand trade. He spoke as a member of the Florida Panthers today, for heaven's sake. He was dealt an hour after we got off the air Friday. So I know it's been a while, but this is our first opportunity to talk Marchand, Carlo, Coyle,
timing,
the new look bees.
Timing has been impeccable.
The Lightning on the Saturday.
Timing has been impeccable for us, Keith.
Oh, my God. Can't catch a break.
All the Bruins trades happen after we're off the air yesterday, and Twitter's down all day while we're on the air today. But, yeah, no, I can't believe Marchand just got introduced as a Panther today. Like, I was just, that was kind of jarring to see it so quickly.
Come on!
This is
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, Keith, score one for your girl.
What do you got?
She jumped the gun with a Twitter graphic last night, yes, but according to Mike Garofolo, Patriots assigned the tackle. It is Morgan Moses.
Okay.
3 years, $24 million, $8 million AAV. They passed on Jalen Moore or got outbid on Jalen Moore and Dan Moore, Morgan Moses, formerly of the Commanders, among other places.
Yeah, last year with the Jets, Ravens, actually two stops with the Jets, and then he started his career in Washington, spent most of his career in Washington. He was a third-round pick out of Virginia back in 2014. 34 years old, listed at 6'6", 318. So could be Hoss of the Week. We'll see how it goes.
Ooh, early contender for sure.
Ah, it's in the mix.
Yeah, early contender.
So Morgan Moses.
Is he... He's played both tackle spots, right? Right and left?
I believe so, yeah.
Thumbs up back there?
Thumbs up in the back.
Okay.
Our tackle expert, Nick LePage.
It's a good signing.
He likes the signing.
Okay, good.
Oh, that was the breakdown.
You've
test.
Heard of him, and it's a good signing. Good. 34 years old. Again, it can go up to $28.5 million, but, you know, this is an example of them cheaping out at tackle. Now, maybe it'll work, and maybe he can still play, but Dan Moore gets $20 million a year. Jalen Moore gets, what was it, $15 million a year from the Chiefs?
Yeah.
We don't know what Cam Robinson's going to get yet. I imagine they're out on Cam Robinson, but maybe they sign Robinson and Moore. Robinson and Moses, rather.
Yeah.
And I'd feel better about a left tackle and a right tackle, and now you can figure out what you're doing come draft time.
Yeah.
But add Morgan Moses to the list of Carlton Davis, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane, their fourth signing that we know about.
It's a start. Do you want to know what his Madden rating is?
Yes.
81.
How about that?
Not terrible.
An 82 for Spillane, yeah, and 81.
Tied for now fourth.
Did we get Carlton Davis's Madden rating?
Oh, got to be.
Come on, Keith.
I bet Carlton Davis is the highest.
85.
All right, that's your guess?
Yeah.
It is 85.
Nice.
Circle gets the square.
I haven't played Madden in two decades.
85.
I could just feel it. Yeah.
89 speed, 89 awareness.
Nice.
82 agility, 65 strength.
I don't like that.
It's better than
Casey Middlestat.
Yeah, Middlestat over here. Actually, we should look up his strength in the NHL game.
Well,
maybe poor.
Yeah, maybe he's now that he can do one pull up and one rep
160
on the bench. Which, by the way,
how'd they come up with 160?
I don't know. The text line earlier today, they're like, "No way, Jones is putting up 160." I agree. That's not what I was saying earlier. I was saying he's a weakling like me.
Be able to put up 160. It's less than you think.
I don't know.
So the bar and a 45 on each side is 135. So then in the NFL, they throw two plates on, so that's 225. That's a lot.
How do you get to 160?
That's what I'm saying. So it's 135.
It's Canadian metric system.
So then what do you
pop on a loonie and a toonie on each end?
His physical you're rating adding 25 in NHL pounds. How do you 79.
Add? Say it again.
His physical rating in NHL is 79.
Right. Way too high.
Strength.
Way too high. I don't even know if you use the plates because then you get to add 25. So then you must do.
Oh, strength, 85.
What?
10, 10. I'm still trying to figure this out. And then you have the 2.5 pound plates. You ever seen those little guys? They're little circles. Look like a little saucer. So then you do a 10 and a 2.5.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, guys, have at it. He does it once.
Throw some poutine on one end, throw some Timbits on the other.
Server Anakin, I have the
grab bag.
You underestimate my
grab bag.
Don't try it.
We got the, I think it's the 25th anniversary of that movie coming out in April.
Nice.
I have to do a dork rewatch. Lost in the shuffle today, Jones. We had Celtics-Lakers over the weekend.
Oh, big time.
Celtics-Lakers, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, the new look, red hot L.A. Lakers coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Wahlberg sitting in the front row. Celtics handled him, smacked him around pretty good. Awesome game from Jason Tatum.
It was a great game for Jason Tatum. He and Jaylen Brown, I saw this written often coming out of that game. They kind of, put to bed any doubts about who the best duo is in the NBA. Jrue Holiday came back for that game, which I think is important for them. They still didn't have Porzingis. LeBron, the show's GOAT.
No, actually, we found out late last week, not the case.
No, it's the show's GOAT.
You and Terp say yes.
Yep.
Me, Billy, and Nick, that's 3-2 would suggest it is not
right,
the GOAT.
But in the Pure Hoops segment, it's 2-1
I mean, I guess.
Every Wednesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. So LeBron injured his groin. Luke, you see Luka moving around?
Yeah, he's always moves gingerly.
He's like, he's got a like a heating pack on his back?
Always.
Like, what is going
on? He's like 25 years old. He's like laying down like Larry Bird at the end of his career.
So this is the thing.
Told us he wasn't 100%.
Say it again?
Doris only told us he wasn't 100% about 100 times.
Yeah, no thanks, Doris.
He still puts up 30 points any game he's in. It's insane.
Yeah, if something's not going to work for those two, it's that. LeBron's age and Luka's, level of fitness or lack thereof. But no, very, very good win for the Celtics against the Red Hot Lakers team. Yes.
I liked it. It was very fun to watch.
Grab bag.
You like that one? That was a newer one.
New one. Good.
That was a newer one. How about Josh Allen signing a new mega deal? That's right, $330 million, $250 that bad boy guaranteed for the Buffalo Bills quarterback.
I believe the way I saw it.
Pretty good about that.
The way I saw it written, and again, now he's had like a nice run. He's gotten engaged to Haley Steinfeld.
Not bad. Top power couple.
He's, yes.
In my humble opinion.
They were on your list?
Yeah. Okay. They were super high on my list.
I couldn't recall.
Yeah, true love's kiss right there. Those two are still together going strong.
He's got some like weird side project going on with like a production company and now this. I believe I saw the money written is over 4 years rolling cash. He's the highest paid quarterback now in the NFL.
There you go. I mean, it was his time, so why not?
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. 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 Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Thank you. Alexander Ovechkin scored again. He is now 9 goals shy of Wayne Gretzky's record. I think it's 886 goals scored for Alexander Ovechkin.
Okay,
think of that.
The great eight.
Is he your GOAT?
No.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for
grab bag.
New England Revolution lost to Philadelphia Union 2-0 on Saturday. The Revs dropped to 0-1-2. And in Soccer Jones, the middle one is actually the draw. So they're 0, no wins, 1 draw, 2 losses.
God damn it.
Got to explain that to you.
Okay.
One troubling sign for the Revs, love on the program. They played 3 games.
Leo Campagna, our guy.
You know how many goals the team has scored?
3 games?
Yeah.
0.
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah, it's no goals. They haven't scored any goals yet.
Well.
The next one, though, they're due.
Look, how many have they given up?
3 at least.
Okay.
3 or 4?
Not so bad.
No.
It's not great, but no. It's not so bad.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah-blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
We got bad news for the New York Yankees. Garrett Cole was told that he should have Tommy John surgery. He's waiting for a second opinion. I don't know how well that's going to go for him. So the Yankees, we already said, are kind of down. It's basically just Aaron Judge in their lineup and a bunch of old guys and unproven young guys. The rotation could be pretty good. I know the Red Sox smack Garrett Cole around, but he's good against everybody else.
He is.
And might need Tommy
John. Did they have another injury in their rotation?
Yeah, they did. Who's the rookie of the year last
year?
Luis Heel.
So there you go.
Out for a while.
So they're down 2 starters. Cole opted out, and they paid him this offseason.
Right.
And now he's going to need Tommy John. So, yeah, it's another bit of good news for the Red Sox in the division.
My name is Grab! Grab that!
Well, I got some sad news to report, Jones.
Oh, boy.
Mo Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
The hit dog, right? What they called him?
Fred McGriff was the crime dog.
Crime dog. Was Mo Vaughn the hit dog?
Hit dog.
Mo was the hit dog.
Yeah. Hit dog. Well, I got bad news for you. He has admitted to taking HGH.
Oh, boy. Okay. I was bracing for much worse news than that, actually. Okay.
No, he's fine, but.
Okay.
I mean, a shame, really. Mo Vaughn. If we can't trust him, who can we trust? Yep. He admits to using HGH.
Okay.
He was on the Mitchell Report. So we kind of knew that he was,
but
I guess now he decided, guys,
The truth will set you free sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, you're fighting the Mitchell Report for a long time.
Yeah.
You, but, you know, you can't move forward until you you acknowledge your past mistakes. So good good job by Mo.
Quote, I was trying to do everything I could, he told Ken Rosenthal. Quote, I knew I had a bad degenerative knee. I was shooting HGH in my knee. Whatever I could do to help the process.
So, getting it back out there.
Tried.
He was shooting it.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Wow, we have an absolutely star-studded double hashtag dork podcast tonight.
Oh.
This is going to be very exciting. So at 8:45 on the hashtag dork podcast YouTube channel. Yeah. And then available on the Odyssey app, wherever you get it after the fact. We're continuing with our Severance recaps.
Nice.
So Severance episode 8 from season 2 at 8:45. It is going to be me and Billy D and Danielle Murr.
Wow.
Is going to be joining the show. Yeah, Ryan Davies out of the country, so he is out for tonight.
I know she'll mix Danielle, it up in the chat in there, right?
So she's going to be right in there tonight.
Nice.
Mixing it up, talking about Severance. And then, whenever that's done, around 9:20, 9:25, Traitors Season 3 with me, my buddy Mac from the Mac and Goo podcast, Chris Scheim from the Greg Hill Show, and Adam Jones.
No
How
way.
About that?
How about that?
Breaking
down the Traitors.
That's huge.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big group.
Big time double dork. Severance and Traitors. Nice.
Can't wait.
This guy can go pound sand, go back to the
grab bag
where no one knew where he was before, and report on nothing, because that's what he's going to be doing after this.
I was going to say this on your behalf. I know you already put out your statement, and we've gotten sidetracked NFL free agency and Twitter down that preoccupied me, among other things.
Yeah.
But just what a bloodbath for Keith over Brad Marchand.
Yeah,
I mean, just
great.
What an absolute bloodbath.
You know, that job is a report on the team, and usually you try to be fact-based.
Usually.
Did my best.
But when there's just blatant
grab bags
in the media, that's where there's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
That is a problem.
Let's see. Celtics are actually in action tonight against the Jazz.
Oh.
Everybody's falling asleep on that.
I heard Greg
Hill. Homestand rolls on.
Greg Hill will be there tonight, I heard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Okay.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from yesterday. What if I gave you Naj Marshall?
Naji Marshall?
Yep. 34 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 40 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Williams, 26, 9, and 8. DeMar DeRozan, 31, 7, and 10. And Desmond Bane, 39, and 8.
I think you got to go SGA. Not to do this all the time. I think you got to go SGA. I will say, though, Jokic gets a special shout-out for his 30-20-20 triple-double earlier over the weekend.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go with...
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
All right, so not Desmond Bane. That's fine.
You know what? Now that I've heard it, you swayed me. Desmond Bane, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. We have ourselves a baseball player today who was a shortstop. He played for 4 teams across 11 years in the bigs, the Yankees, Phillies, Diamondbacks, and Reds. He had
Steven Drew.
Whoa.
Red Sox.
Nope.
DeGregorius.
Wow.
He got it.
What a day.
I didn't even get to tell you. He had back-to-back 20th place MVP finishes.
he was like shortstop, Yankees. I'm like, who the hell else would it be?
Yeah, that's true. Not yet. Derek Jeter. Well,
you guys both had guesses. I didn't even have a guess.
Didi Gregorius had 3 straight years of at least 20 home runs. Didn't steal your bag. I thought he'd steal your bag. He did not.
Now he's not swiping you anything?
No. D.D. Gregorius played
the Diamondbacks.
Played from 12.
I think that's where he started.
Oh,
no.
Was it?
He broke into the majors with Cincinnati, but he barely played. And then in 13, like his first full year was with Arizona. 2 years in Arizona. Yeah, because then he was actually a part of a trade, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-team deal that had like a whole bunch of guys in it. Shinsu Chu was in this trade. Trevor Bauer. Drew Stubbs. And then he was part of another deal with Robbie Ray and
Shane Green. How about that?
We've used Chu already, so don't use him.
I was going to say.
Not going to use him. Not going to use him.
So there you go. Random baseball player.
There's your random baseball player
every day in the grab bag. Patriots assigned a bunch of random players today. Carlton Davis. Robert Spillane. Harold Landry. A little more on Morgan Moses, who they signed right at the beginning of grab bag today.
Yes.
I mentioned before, he's played some left tackle and some right tackle. Phil Perry, new Patriots tackle Morgan Moses missed time last year for the Jets. He still played 723 snaps at right tackle, 14 starts. So it seems to be Phil is forecasting him for the right side.
Two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
I feel Perk's pain on that one. I was having trouble spitting it out. Morgan Moses. Phil responded to a tweet where somebody said they still need a left tackle. He said those are harder to find.
Mm.
With Stanley and Moore off the board, veteran options available to them are dwindling. It's pretty much Cam Robinson, right?
That's it. That's really only Cam Robinson. Also real quick, we talked about Carlton Davis.
Yeah.
Going from the Lions to the Patriots.
Yes.
Well, the Lions replaced him with DJ Reed. So the Jets corner goes to the Lions.
So that just
happened? A little hot potato going on right there. Yeah.
You see the money on that?
No, just that they were finalizing
the
deal.
So if Carlton Davis got $20 million a year, what's Reed? I mean, Reed's got to be in, I don't want to say the mid-20s, because that's what J.C. Horn just got, right? AAV. But he's got to be getting close to it, I would think.
Hmm.
So that's another top 10 free agent off the board. There's not too many of those left. Again, Darnold hasn't signed yet, right? Not that we've seen.
Darnold has not.
Josh Sweat has not signed.
No.
And Javon Holland. That's all pretty right. much the end of the top 10 on Florio's list anyway, which is the one I've been using all day. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls here. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. And when we come back, we'll get you our clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, Jones, ready for that?
Oh, it sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, the Bruins had quite a shakeup. About an hour after we got off the air on Friday, they traded the entire team, including their captain, Brad Marchand. So we had to wait a couple days.
Yep.
But then we were able to react to it, and I could give you my, my true thoughts.
Keefe's beef's first fatality. Keefe wins, flawless victory.
That'd be John Farrell.
Fatality.
Keefe, don't trip during your victory lap today.
Not going to. I'm obviously very humble, Jones. I'm going to take the high road.
Like yeah, please, if you could.
The only thing I will say, because there were a lot of doubters, including the man Brad Marchand himself, all I will say is this.
But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
That's it. That's short and sweet.
Okay, good.
That's all I'm going to say.
So if you had a statement, that's it. Okay, yep. Good. Can we print that up on like company letterhead? Get like an actual official statement from hashtag Team Keefe. Could we
That's
do that?
It.
I would like to see.
Scoops remains undefeated.
I also like this one. And this is the text line saying this. I wouldn't go here.
Not you.
This is not me.
Go ahead. Text line.
Of course, no Boston media member knew any of the Bruins trades.
No. No. Oh God, crickets.
They are all useless.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad point.
You're not wrong
when it comes to the Bruins beat. There was a lot of phone refreshing going on Friday while they were waiting for details. Right. Like, did anybody get... We were waiting for hours.
Which we also could do.
For details about the Marchand trade and details about the Carlo trade. And these guys are all sitting around refreshing their phones at Warrior.
I did really enjoy... Twitter's down, but I believe, again, a friend of the show, Andrew Raycroft, he had a couple of really good breakdowns of the Marchand trade and the Carlo trade.
Yeah, I think it was the same breakdown.
They retweeted it and wrote, "Oh, mama." That was it? Good breakdown? Hart, you're gonna have Razor on this Thursday for another. Is it all season long?
I believe we will. Yes.
Okay.
You looking forward to that?
Of course.
You bully.
Rip the knob off. I'm not a bully. That's not true. I just wanted to get his breakdown of it, and I got it on Twitter. Although today Twitter was not working great, and Jones almost had a meltdown. Left the studio.
I think
it's back down again.
Yeah, it's not working right.
It's fine. We're good. We got the news. We heard about Godwin. We heard about all these Pat signings.
I'll tell you what. I think we actually did an okay job with covering the news. Sans Twitter. I didn't even go to Blue Sky. You're on Blue Sky over there, Hart?
No. I'm on Blue Sky.
No way. Hart's on Blue Sky.
I was attempting to post my daily poll over there, and then
is that what you call it?
I had to
that's for chat roulette.
I don't know. I had to do something. And then I realized I don't think they have polls on Blue Sky. I've never actually posted anything. So
Gotcha.
And Twitter was back up, and now it's down.
Yeah, I think it's back down again.
Because they probably don't want any arguing on Blue Sky. So is like, that the whole idea of a poll, they might be like, well, that's not fair. We all agree on everything.
Well, we all have our truths.
Is that the deal with Blue Sky? It's a friendlier, kinder, gentler place?
That's the pitch, I think.
What was Threads?
It's a safe space as well.
Because I got on that when everybody told me 2 summers ago that,
That was the next big thing. Everybody's leaving
Threads
Twitter.
Threads was just Instagram's version of Twitter. But everyone's like, no. We'll
Threads
do Instagram
was when Twitter was legitimately broken for like 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The news is I got Jumbo Hart in all of them, so.
Oh, good.
Nobody can try to screw me.
Squatted on that?
Yeah, squatted on it.
Yep. Smart.
Nice. Good. That's good. That's
because you know people would have been all over
business instinct. It's good instinct.
So yeah, good instinct for that.
This guy, I was on TV Friday night.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that.
Well, have you never done that?
I heard that.
Hart's never said that.
That was the original brag of the week, but I think you might have just taken the cake. What's coming up today? Just free agency wall to wall?
Yeah, we're going to be reacting Fast and Furious. I did end up getting my poll on Twitter asking just simply if Patriots fans are disappointed already before it's even started in the offseason here in New England.
I voted in that.
It's a tighter race than I expected, but I do think some are not happy right now. I'm going to cite my son as the pink hat pansy Patriots fan.
He's pissed.
Another offseason with Patriots doing nothing in free agency.
He gets it.
I added the tone to the text.
Yeah, no, that's
fine. That's
how
I read it in my head.
He probably wants like a really good wide receiver.
I mean, they're getting some nice players.
No, these are like
good players. Four-win teams that get nice players win 6 games.
Right,
and we're still talking about a top 5 pick, 10 pick next year. These are the types of players that would have really helped the old school Patriots.
No, yeah, 100%.
Right. You got Carlton Davis. That's a good 100%. Signing.
Well, when it comes to...
Are we getting rid of Jerron Bentley? I don't really understand the Spillane thing.
Tavai,
you have linebackers. Okay.
Tavai's got to go.
But isn't Spillane like your middle linebacker tackle machine?
Yeah.
Isn't that Bentley?
Yeah. But I mean, can you rely on Bentley?
Yeah. One of these has got to go.
So I thought Nick made a good point. He came in and he brought the DJ Reed numbers because I was asking before the break. I'm like, if Carlton Davis got $20 million a year, Reed must have got 22, 23, approaching 25.
Nope.
Wrong. He got 16 a year? Something like that. It was 3 for 46, 3 for 48 maybe, so 16 and change.
3 for 48, yep.
Okay. Doesn't that right there illustrate how much the Patriots have to overpay to get guys to come here? Now they can still do
credit
it.
Credit to them, though, I guess, for
sure credit for them. But that's isn't that the number right there? I think Reed's the better player. He took less to go to Detroit. You have to overpay by that
Sounds like they might have been the team on Godwin, too, that went above.
$20 million.
And then he was like, no, I'm good.
Now, that's a real suck tax. Right?
Yeah.
An extra $20 million on that contract.
$20 million, he still said no?
And that's
hard.
But we're also seeing, like, money's crazy right now. That was one of my big takeaways of the weekend. Like, all this, the cap is crap. The Browns signed the worst contract in the history of football.
Didn't matter.
Then immediately gave Myles Garrett whatever he wanted, who's also a fraud because he didn't, I don't want to not Canton anymore from Cleveland. And he's like, wait, what number did you put out there?
Sold.
It's just sort of ridiculous. So the cap is just out of control.
But there is a way to get these guys, but you have to way overpay, i.e. Carlton Davis over DJ Reed. So we'll have more on this tomorrow. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart, you got Fitzy all day long for all the latest news on the Patriots. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate St. Patrick's Day at the 99 Restaurant this Sunday and Monday. Enjoy the traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner or try the corned beef Reuben with a Lucky Horseshoe Ale. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's a, Tier Tuesday.
Tier Tuesday, Madness Tuesday, Tom E. Curran Tuesday.
Tom E. Tuesday, Kiefer Madness, all that good stuff tomorrow at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.